Champaign Urbana at 7 o'clock.
Texas border law ping pong. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A federal appeals court has blocked it again.
It allows state law enforcement to detain those that they suspect crossed from Mexico into Texas illegally. Supreme Court said good to go. A few hours later, the circuit court said, no, we're going to put this on hold while we consider the case.
Fox's Rich Hudson, there's a hearing on that law today.
The White House ruled in on the Supreme Court. They said, quote, SB 4 is just another example of Republicans officials politicizing the border while blocking real solutions.
Now, President Biden campaigned in Nevada, then Arizona.
This election is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump.
Both he and the former president are already the presumptive nominees for their parties and got more delegates, winning contests in Arizona, Kansas, Illinois, and Ohio. There was also a Trump primary win in Florida. A Senate candidate that the former president endorsed won the Republican primary in Ohio, Bernie Marino.
What we have to do now is, as a fully united party, understand we have one mission, which is to get rid of Sherrod Brown.
Brown is the Democratic senator. Marino will try to unseat in November. He got just over 50% of the votes, so that's more votes combined than Matt Dolan and Frank LaRose in that Ohio race. Nobody struck it rich again last night, so the Mega Millions jackpot grows to just shy of $1 billion, the 10th largest U.S. lottery prize ever, the Powerball. It's worth $687 million tonight. Hours after winter ended late last night, there is breakfast time baseball. The Major League regular season opener is being played now in South Korea. The San Diego Padres have a 2-1 lead over the L.A. Dodgers in the sixth inning. I'm Dave. This is America's Listening to Fox News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
A look back at what went wrong in Afghanistan at the rushed U.S. troop withdrawal in August 2021 as the Taliban retook control of the country.
The American people deserve answers.
Republican Michael McCaul chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee at a hearing that focused in part on the terror attack in Kabul during the pullout.
13 U.S. service members were murdered, with dozens more injured. 170 Afghans were killed.
The general in charge at the time, now retired ex-Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley, told lawmakers Afghanistan would not have collapsed if the Biden administration had kept 2,500 U.S. troops there, the recommendation. As for the order to evacuate,
it is my assessment that that decision came too late.
And Milley also testified,
I'll be candid. I don't know the exact number of Americans that were left behind because the starting number was never clear.
The father of a Marine killed in that terror attack who was arrested, interrupting President Biden during the State of the Union speech earlier this month, is off the hook. Charges dropped in Washington, D.C.
Steve Nukui is the father of Kareem Nukui, who was killed during the administration's chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan in late summer 2021. Nukui was a guest of Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast at the speech and yelled, Abbey Gate, a reference to where his son was killed along with 12 other U.S. service members during the withdrawal. U.S. Capitol Police warned Nukui and then removed him from the chamber and arrested him. Several Republican lawmakers had called for the charges to be dropped. Nukui was said to be thrilled and humbled at the news. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of an expected Federal Reserve decision not to cut interest rates this afternoon, stock futures are mixed the day after big gains. The Dow surged up 320 points. The S&P 500 closed at a record high. It's down to 66 teams in the NCAA men's basketball college tournament. Wagner knocked Howard out. Colorado State ousted Virginia. There are two more play-in games tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State University's Board of Trustees naming Dr. Andover Tarhule as 21st president. He served a one-year appointment as interim president. Dr. Tarhule's contract runs for 4 years. His appointment culminates a nationwide search by a committee comprised of students, trustees, faculty, staff, and alumni. The governor announcing $5 million in state funding for the Home Illinois Workforce Pilot Program. It's designed to support people experiencing homelessness by improving employment opportunities and their ability to afford a home. It's a key part of the Illinois Job Training and Economic Development Program. FBI reports internet crime across Illinois has risen and residents losing millions of dollars to online scams. The Bureau reports some 16,000 Illinoisans lost more than $340 million to crime last year. That's a 20% increase in the amount of dollars lost over 2022. The crimes include internet scams, extortion, and investment fraud. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, you get the ones where they say, here's your receipt for $942, and you're supposed to click on the receipt, and that's how they get inside.
Yep.
I mean, they're tricky. They're creative. Hey, good morning. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
It is the 20th of March, the year of our Lord, 2024, and we got March Madness upon us. We got two more playing games tonight. Illinois plays tomorrow at 2:10.
Mm-hmm.
The women play at the State Farm Center tomorrow night at 6-ish.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, it's Greg Solier, our meteorologist, and kind of a cloudy start to our day, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got some great options. The Fresh Teen Hangout, the Nature Hikes, Dance It Up, Ukulele Jam, Toddler Art Playgroup, and more. Find out all the details about these free programs at urbanaparks.org.
All right, Mr. Greg Solier, meteorologist extraordinaire. What you seeing there and what you're looking at?
Well, my friend, the back end of the clouds and the attendant cold front that zipped through the area on the overnight hours kind of lined up roughly from a little north of Galesburg, maybe along the Reagan Toll Road, and then from there southeast into parts of Kankakee County and southward the clouds to the north, the clear skies, and even a couple of snowflakes in the back end of the clouds that won't impact us here today, but maybe later tonight and tomorrow again over southeastern parts of Iowa, and what promises to be still a pretty active weather pattern, wide swings of temperature certainly expected across a bunch of the Corn Belt and the Heartland at large. And, still some ongoing snow and accumulations, but at a manageable pace out there towards Syracuse. And a little rain-snow mixture, nothing to get worked up about if you are going to head back westward, either later on this afternoon, more so tonight, or first thing tomorrow morning. Again, most of that accumulating snow, would you believe, still to the north and east of us. We're still peddling that here, even in this first official full day of springtime, but weather kind of behaving the same here the next 7 to 10 days. Ups and downs of temperature, no shortage of moisture around. Out the door this morning, the winds have shifted around into the west and northwest. They'll be picking on up. 34 Willard and Savoy, 38 at Rantoul. Later today, 46 compares to a normal high of about 51, so back to a little bit below average after 62 yesterday. Northwest to north breezes on the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty later this morning, this afternoon. Increase of clouds tonight, hard freeze down to 26 tomorrow. Pardon me, a couple of snow flurries early in the day. Yeah, partly sunny. The high is about 45 degrees. But then we moderate to 60 with a bit of rain late morning and afternoon on Friday with a gusty southwesterly wind. Back to cooler, but dry time for the weekend. 47 Saturday, 53 on Sunday. Back to more wet weather Monday and Tuesday next week, and temperatures into the lower 60s on Monday, 50s Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe another impressive system for the Midwest as we approach the Easter holiday weekend. For Stephen J. Broadcasting and meteorologist Greg Solger.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I don't know what's going on with the Champaign School Board. We had another person step down,
right,
Second time in 2 weeks.
Mark Thies.
Mark Thies has stepped down. Jamar Brown stepped down March 4.
Right.
He said, you know, mistrust, missteps, and misinformation. Left him seeing no value in continuing. Then last night, similarly, frustrated Mark Thies, who in a letter to the school board, Superintendent Sheila Boozer said, he's come to realize that, quote, my vision, it is not aligned with the future direction and initiatives of Unit 4. What's that mean?
I know. And see, you know, do we have to have a singular vision and everybody align with that? Sounds like a socialistic policy or something to me if we're doing all that.
Thies noted that he'd campaign on the role of improving student performance. How could you argue with that?
Right.
and creating a more positive environment for teachers. How could you argue with that?
Absolutely.
So maybe we have to get hold of Mark Thies and see what the heck, if he's able to talk candidly.
Right.
He wishes them well.
Right. So they have a couple of slots available, and, you know, who's stepping up if this is a, I don't know, toxic environment or what's going on?
There lies, after primary day, there wasn't much going on. I mean, obviously the write-in and the 102nd.
Right.
And it's, Adam Niemerg and Jim Acklin.
Jim Acklin. Yeah. It's going to take until like April 2nd to tabulate that because you're, you know, reading what they wrote in and you can't do the little dot thing. You know what
I mean? You're supposed to circle the dot, but right, then come close to the name.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you put Adam, chances are you didn't vote for Jim. So they've got to judge that too.
Uh-huh.
So who knows how long that's going to take. But Donald Trump won the state, so Joe Biden and their respective parties.
That's right.
But really not much on the ballot yesterday.
The only really contested race was the coroner on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
To find out who's going to be on the ballot in November against Steve Thune.
Yep.
So it was Lori Brower, who used to be Lori Meeker when she was a classmate of mine at Unity, and Sean Williams, who runs a funeral home off Market and Bradley, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think Lori won rather easily.
Yes, that's right.
75 to 25 or something.
Been deputy coroner, has the experience behind her and all that. So anyway, I think that we didn't have many options when we voted yesterday.
Yeah.
Just fill in for, you know, a maximum of four, and you had four choices, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Jeff Brownfield got 100% of the vote for Senate, and so did Paul Faraci on the Democratic side.
That's right.
You're not going to very often in your life get 100% of any vote.
Right.
So there you go. So, yeah, I have no idea what's going on. If your kids aren't in school, you just lose touch. I mean, we were all about it when the kids were there, but I don't know. I mean, I just tend not to follow it. You pay your taxes.
Right.
And however much you pay for the school districts, it's a lot. Well, they paid for you. I get it. But you certainly some of the things coming out of there and the scores and how we rate with third grade stuff is bad. And so what is the reason? What is the problem? And how do you fix it when I think education is the three-legged stool, isn't it? And what if you don't have one of the legs? You got teachers, you got students, you got parents.
Yeah.
And if you're missing something, It's not easy. How can the teacher be expected to be the psychologist, the counselor, the gatekeeper, the everything? I mean, there's just so many children that just don't have much happening by way of support. And I don't know how a child knows what to do when there's nobody to show them how to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's how you do it. You have consequences when you have bad behavior and bad choices. And those, and some kids just aren't getting anything.
That's right.
And so I don't know how to fix that. It's a foundational issue, and if you don't have a family and you can't choose your parents, so if you can't have that support and guidance, pretty tough.
Yeah.
Big brothers, big sisters thing. I mean, but if you don't have mom and dad or a combination of some support and some mentors or something.
Yes.
How's a child at 7 years old know what to do? And being bullied at school and they're getting beat up. And if they don't join this clique or gang, I mean, they get some of these gangs started when they're eight because they get protection.
Well, and when it comes to the school board, I don't think people are getting a stipend for that. I mean, what's the incentive to going to these long meetings?
You want to make it better.
I mean,
God bless you for wanting to do that. But there's a lot of people saying, you know, facetiously, not really jokingly, tell Chapin Rose, how's it feel to hit your head on the wall every day and just bang it?
Yep.
I mean, why are you doing it?
And
you're trying to make a difference.
You know, we're bringing up the resignation of a couple of school board members in Champaign, but really everywhere. I feel like all the boards in government and in schools and you know, for that matter, volunteering on fairs and festivals. I mean, we're lacking people with passion to do things for their community.
But if I go up to some people and take, say, 100 people and say, how would you like to run for an elected office? Oh, it's not just no.
You're right.
It's not just I'll think about it. It's no
way.
I'm not getting involved.
I'll go to some of these meetings, but I don't want to be required to go. I went to three meetings yesterday. Mm. I don't know how people do it. I'm happy when people are stepping up and trying to get things done.
Well, I've been a recluse, relatively speaking, in my life because everything was family. everything was what the kids are doing, and when I every minute we could, we spent with them. I mean, that's just what we did.
Well, that's great.
Well, when you have triplets, I think it is different because uh-huh. you're holding down the fort and trying to make it through it.
Right.
Because it's not that easy when you're talking about, you know, 24/7, particularly younger.
Yeah.
So we were just entrenched in that process, and that's all we did, which I'm thankful for. That's because I don't think I'm going to lay there saying I wish I'd have gone to that meeting.
Right.
But you're going to lay there thinking about your kids and your wife and your husband and things like that. So, I mean, it's just your priority. I never served on boards. That's not maybe selfish of me.
No.
But I wanted to be at the everything they were doing.
That's right.
It's all I wanted to do.
That's awesome.
But when you see all the thousands of vans at Dodds Park for soccer, when I saw that before, it was like, ugh. When it was my turn, I was so fired up.
Yeah.
Kick the ball.
That's right. Yeah, but I'm unloading the chairs and I'm getting the snacks.
I was not a great public guy, and
right.
I didn't serve on stuff.
Well, and you have
set the tone for your kids by showing the power of volunteerism and all you've done impactfully. So I think
I saw it from my parents.
But see, that's a commendable. You're serving their community way more than Stevie J ever did.
But there are, you know, repercussions. I don't have an organized house.
But you got everybody loves everybody. That's what you needed. Love. That's okay. All love. 7:16, let's check sports headlines.
Illinois beat Bradley in baseball. Illinois women's softball beat ISU. We had a Parkland moving on in the NJCAA semifinals. They've advanced now 64-60 over St. Clair Community College and Danville Area Community College. Had some play-in games yesterday with Colorado State beating Virginia and Wagner beating Howard. As we get our brackets set, we've got Grambling and Montana State at 5:40 and Colorado's at Boise State at 8:10 for those NCAA brackets. But I still need to figure mine out. You've already done
I'm
one.
Done. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've got one in and I don't think Houston will give us a great game in the championship game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I figure when Illinois loses, I don't want to see it anyway. So I'm riding the storm. I'm riding the wave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding the Illini.
I'm hearing professionals call Illinois in at least the Elite Eight stage.
Well, that would be awesome. Uh-huh. But of course, you get to the Elite Eight, you want Final Four and the National Championship, too.
That's so, right.
Let's just keep playing well, and let's play together, and you could lose in game one, and you could win it all. I think we truly have as good a team as we've had here, and it's exciting. So, but nervous, hard to sit down and watch a game calmly anymore.
Absolutely. So. As the number 3 seed, we're taking on number 14 seed Morehead State in Omaha tomorrow at 2:10. Go Illini. Did you want to do any Luke Goody?
I will after the break.
Okay.
I got some Luke Goody. They were on with Lonte and Kyle Toss last night.
You know, I think it was Kyle that got in. It looked like you were kind of beat up and you were wearing that back brace. He says, that's like a warming heating pad.
Yeah, they got all kinds of gizmos.
Right.
Now.
And he said,
bone bruise.
Uh-huh. I know it.
Well, Lon asked him if he was just kind of draining it for the CBS coverage. So that we'll get that answer coming up. That's Check Weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, they're looking to improve the health of community members across the region, obviously. If you're wanting an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
It is 7:19. Fox Business coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Anvis, Saturday. Boy, nice one on the books yesterday. Back to realities for the day today, despite the first full day of springtime. A windy and colder day, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures a couple of 3 degrees below average at about 46. Northwest to north breeze at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Hard freeze tonight, increasing clouds. Lows down to 26, then a light northeast to north wind. Tomorrow, maybe a couple of snowflakes early in the day. Then partly sunny skies, light northeast to east wind and a high at 45. Down near freezing tomorrow night and some rain in the afternoon on Friday. Breezy with a high milder up around 60. For the day Saturday, cooler, partly cloudy, 47, 53. The outlook on Sunday, we're dry for the weekend and some showers, maybe a thunderstorm in here for Monday and Tuesday. Early next week, high temperatures up around 61 Monday, 50s on Tuesday, lower 50s next Wednesday. More rain ahead for later next week and what promises to be another busy weather pattern over the next 7 to 10 days. For CVJ Broadcasting, Gabby Dolchis, Greg Solgay.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, These are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
General Mills shares are rallying after earnings were better than expected in his parent company of Cheerios, Bisquick, Wheaties, and other brands. Though it wasn't selling as much volume in recent months, that was offset by price increases and cost savings. General Mills is standing by its forecast for the year. JetBlue Airways is cutting some routes with weaker demand. It's also dealing with limited aircraft because some of its planes are grounded while Pratt & Whitney engines are being inspected. Nikola says it is dealing with supply chain issues that are delaying production of its new hydrogen trucks. And the Federal Reserve meeting concludes today with Fed Chair Jerome Powell offering an update on the economy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com. Urbana Park District needs you this summer. Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is now open, and a few more lifeguards are needed. No experience, no problem. Aquatic staff will train you and get you certified. This is a great job for those 15 years of age or older and adults looking for a side gig or seasonal job. To apply, go to urbanaparks.org and fill out an application. If you have questions, call the Park District, 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
All right, ESPN 93.5, stand by. Very, very exciting. Stever coming up next. I'll explain. Luke Goody last night with Lonte and Kyle Tosk on The Drive. And the value of falling behind in games and coming back to win, Luke Goody?
I think it's more of a good thing than a bad thing in terms of I don't think it's too much of a worry that we got down like that we did. Just because, I mean, we were playing good teams. So Ohio State was,
sure,
you know, borderline NCAA tournament team, won six of their last seven before they played us. And, Nebraska's a 9 seed in the tournament, and Wisconsin's a 5 seed. So we played three really good teams back to back to back. And, you know, sometimes games you just get down and you have to be able to come back. So I think, you know, us being down and having the maturity and the ability to come back in those games, this is more of a good thing than something that you need to worry about.
All right, so what about, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, NCAA coming up? You always want to win? Are you okay if you make it a little ways?
Yeah, for sure, especially when you have an opportunity to win a championship.
Yes.
If somebody told you to their face that they don't care if they win the tournament championship or not, they'd be lying straight to your face, in my opinion. I think anybody on my team and in this program around here would say they'd take a Big Ten championship any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's necessarily one of those things like, yeah, we got a Big Ten championship, but maybe we played too much and we're not ready for the tournament. Or I wish we only would have played one game so we would have been more rested up. I mean, we're going to go down in history as, you know, a team that won a Big Ten championship at the end of the day. You know, we're going to be remembered for that. And that's kind of cool to have that opportunity. And that's why, in my opinion, you come to a school like this is to have the opportunity of playing games like that, like a Big Ten championship.
But what about it? March is the only thing that matters.
The big dance is something that everybody wants to go and be successful at.
Sure.
And that's like the bottom line. You know, if we make it to the Elite Eight, Final Four, National Championship, somehow win the National Championship, then it'd be remembered for history. But people got to realize, too, you know, I see Coach Bragg gets a lot of hate on social media and stuff like that for not going far in the tournament and not winning games in the tournament. But, I mean, think about where Illinois basketball was from 2005 until he got the top.
I don't think
there
about
was not
that
much to celebrate about, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so then you got to kind of put it in that perspective. Okay, well, you know your program's in a good spot when people aren't happy about the Big Dance outcomes and they're kind of throwing it to the side that we've won three Big Ten championships in the past 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
So, yep. Amen.
You know, it's one of those things, like, we're going to go into March Madness and we want to win the thing. We want to win the whole tournament. That's our goal, is to be national champions, and we're going to do everything in our possible will to do that. But at the end of the day, you know, having the championship is it's a pretty cool thing.
What about the back? Because it looked like you really got hurt and you injured something.
Yeah, I'm good. I got a little bone bruise in my lower back. I jumped up to get a rebound, and somebody undercut me, and, you know, for some reason, there's a foul on me, so I landed pretty hard. But it was a heating pad. Those things like that I wear on my knee, I know Justin wears one on his knee on the bench. Those are just heating pads. That's so we can stay warm, like, after warm-ups and stuff. But, like, some people, like, worry about that and think that that's, like, an injury. That's actually just a heating pad. So I wouldn't put a heating pad on my back just to keep it warmed up.
Yeah, did Coleman Hawkins, who likes to question calls,
yes, he does,
complain on your behalf, Luke?
Yeah, he better have.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to whine about every call for himself. He needs to whine for his teammates, right?
I didn't know if maybe you were playing it off a little bit for a little extra CBS, little extra TV coverage of Luke Goody, or were you legitimately bone bruised here on the back?
No, yeah, that one hurt. That one hurt big time. Yeah, I don't do much faking. That one was not fake. I promise you that.
You can hear the whole thing. It's StevieJay.com and the Drive podcast. Mm-hmm. It's up now and the whole thing. But Luke's great kid, and we really like him as we wind down. He had phoned the team at Wheels Up at noon, and so he was working on a paper or something. The guy's... Now, I might actually call Luke Goody a student athlete.
Right.
Because he got through Geese College of Business in 3 years.
Yeah, and finance. Ugh.
Yeah, so he's, because I'm very leery of the term student athlete anymore.
I know.
Because, I mean, let's face it, money has entered the game.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, my friends, I've got a Lands Heating, Cooling, and a Plumbing Underground. I've got a Stever, program where I give you stuff and you try it out. It's the purpose of connecting said listener, you, and said business, Lance. And we all know Troy Lance and he and Kathleen and wonderful family and great business.
Going to LandsInc.com because I know they have outlined their different service packages, and we're looking at the orange one, right?
Yeah, this is the Orange Club. You can be part of the Lands Comfort Club.
Okay.
It's $39.95 a month, but you get a lot involved with this thing. It's two precision HVAC tune-ups. I can't see the screen from here.
Okay, that's why.
It's got, except my glasses don't work and it's too far away. They got what they do is they essentially come out and they make sure that your air conditioner, your furnace, your plumbing, your sump pump, they give you discounts on parts if you need things.
Yes.
$39.95 a month is what? Four things in your grocery bag now?
Right.
It's not much. And then you don't worry about it. They'll call you to set up your appointments. And it's like doing regular teeth cleaning.
Right.
It's just set up. So anyway, if you would like to try Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, I'm making an extraordinary offer today where I will pay for you for a year.
And it's a couple of tune-ups for your HVAC, a couple of precision plumbing tune-ups. You got 25% off upfront repairs and lifetime system enhancements for HVAC, and 25% off upfront repairs and lifetime system enhancement for plumbing. And the warranties, too, there on this orange program. You can learn more at LandsInc.com. But what do you need to do? Text in?
Text in, okay. And spell Lands properly.
L-A-N-Z. Oh, sorry.
That was the quiz.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's not very hard. I think you ought to spell Lance. So 217-359-2255. I didn't mention that in our production meeting at 5 a.m. Anyway, it's L-A-N-Z, as Diane said. Just text that in if you want to be considered. I'll do two of these today. So I'm essentially giving you $1,000, $500 to each person. I'll cover your Orange Comfort Club. You need it. if you're in charge of a furnace or AC, you're going to need it.
Yeah,
if you have a home, you have one.
That's right.
So it's 217-359-2255 for your lucky listeners right now. You can text in LANDS and be considered for this extraordinary offer. Well, it's Wednesday. We know what that means. Kick off social media day, as in I get kicked off social media day.
Uh-huh.
Stand by for Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. They are next on this Wednesday morning, ESPN 93.5 at 7:30.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A federal appeals court again blocks a Texas immigration law hours after a 6-3 Supreme Court ruling allowing its enforcement until that appeals court rules.
It allows state law enforcement to detain those that they suspect crossed from Mexico into Texas illegally. Supreme Court said good to go. A few hours later, the circuit court said, no, we're going to put this on hold while we consider the case.
Fox's Rich Edson. Ohio could be key to Republicans taking back the Senate, and Trump-backed candidate Bernie Moreno is the winner of the Republican primary there.
Moreno, a former car dealership owner who has never held elected office, defeating State Senator Matt Dolan, who earned the support of Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, and defeating Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Moreno will take on three-term Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A decision on interest rates will be announced by the Federal Reserve Bank today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Latest data from the Census Bureau shows every metro area in Illinois lost population last year. Chicago ranked third for having lost the greatest number of residents. The figures also reveal the Illinois portion of the Cape Girardeau region in southern Illinois lost residents at the fastest rate, though its population relatively smaller. USPS proposing a new structure for its post offices in Illinois that could lead to delays in mail delivery. The plan will turn 58 processing and distribution centers in smaller communities into local mail processing centers. The plan would redirect packages and unprocessed mail in Springfield and other central Illinois communities. The governor signed an executive order to provide equity and access to gene and cell therapy in the state. It would apply to therapies like recently approved therapy for sickle cell disease. It directs the state's Department of Health Care and Family Services to set up payment models and financial structures for sickle cell disease treatments. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Let's check weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. If you want a free evaluation from Watts, just call 217-352-0428. Well, here's our meteorologist.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday. Pretty busy and active weather pattern with wide swings, ups and downs, high temperature too in the next 7 to 10 days for openers. Welcome to the first full day of springtime. Anything but, with readings a few degrees below average and a colder day compared to yesterday, 62, only 46 today, sunshine, brisk northwest to north wind, a hard freeze tonight. We'll bottom out with increasing clouds late, low down to 26. Tomorrow, maybe a couple snow flurries around. Yeah, snow flurries around early in the day. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies, down about 45. Northeast to east wind will bottom out near freezing for tomorrow night. But a milder day on Friday. Southeast to south winds pick on up. Highs to about 60 with rain in the afternoon. Back to cooler weather for the day Saturday. 47 there, 53 on Sunday. Some sunshine and dry weather for the weekend. Back into showery bullet for Monday, Tuesday next week. Lower 60s Monday. 50s on Tuesday. Dry time short term mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
It's Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to welcome to the program once again. It's Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund. Phyllis Schlafly's wonderful group, and what a wonderful woman. Her last hire was this man. He's out near the swamp. It's Ed Martin. Ed!
Hey, good morning, everybody. It still feels like we just talked because we had that late edition last week.
Yeah.
So it's great to be back, and now I got stuck in. I got sucked into being an Illini fan whatever, how many years ago I started being on with you guys. And now it's like, they haven't broken my heart yet, but my gosh, it's not easy. Oh, man.
It's work, Stevie, and they're good.
What do you think? I think we got a chance. We got to keep moving the ball. Move the ball. Limit the booty ball. Move the ball.
Johnny's not a big booty ball fan. He likes the ball movement. His right. brother Johnny down at Bible study where we all should be 24/7. Johnny, you good?
Yeah, we're good, Stevie.
Well,
you're glad to be here.
Good to have both of you. I think it's I just can't believe that what's happening to Donald Trump being told he has to pay $452 million in cash by Monday. And it is a trial that had nobody get hurt. They said he inflated things on his loan applications. All the banks got paid back. All the banks want to work with him again. But yet they somehow found him guilty, and he's supposed to somehow get a bond on property that nobody's going to give him money for in the times they are in New York and the way properties are and mm-hmm. everything else. Ed, this is as egregious as it comes. And if you're looking past this, it's not the right thing to do. This is potential for anybody. If it's Trump, anybody could be hammered like this.
Hey, Eddie, before you answer, I want to say that any businessman, or actually any person in this country, could be tried and convicted of that. You just say, hey, he said he was worth this, and he's only worth this. You could do that to anyone in the country if you wanted to, and there was no harm done. So you tell me legally, Eddie, how they even make Trump this case up?
Well, I mean, and the broader, first of all, two observations. One is, it's so insane, the Trump derangement syndrome. It's really, I hope someday they'll study it. It's a mental health disorder. I mean, at a certain point, the ability to kind of go so crazy over this guy, and it's wild, and it's destroying the whole legal system by using the legal system. They're destroying the legal system. They're making a mockery of what is the crown jewel of America, our legal system. Peter Navarro goes to jail instead of having a chance to appeal. So, you know, and Trump, in this case, the trick on this case is they made the bond so significant, he has to put it up so he can appeal. And so basically what it's saying is you don't get to appeal, because no one will give you the money, so you can borrow the money or anything else, so you're not allowed to appeal. Well, again, that's the system. The system is supposed to have checks and balances that give you a chance when you're an individual going against the government to check on the intrusions of your life and your livelihood. And so it's absolute insanity. And you know, you wonder when it will ever stop. And that's what's at stake. But it's expanding, guys. I mean, we can sit around and say, this could get really bad. I just told you, Navarro's going to jail. They're sweeping up influencers, you know, people that have a following on Twitter and social media and X, whatever, and they're sweeping them up for nonviolent, you know, misdemeanor stuff for January 6th. 3 years and 4 months later, they didn't just go through the Capitol last month. It's 3 years and 4 months ago, and they're doing it now. And the question is, why? And the answer came from Justice Ketanji Jackson 2 days ago, where she spoke for the regime of people that hate America and hate the law, when she said, the First Amendment, the government has First Amendment rights. They're allowed to pressure social media giants to censor you. And you know who they're not censoring? Planned Parenthood, transgender mutilating doctors, COVID people that make you get 47 vaccines. And they're only pressuring people like you and me to stop talking. And so it's not down the line this is happening. It's happening today, tomorrow, and next week against this country.
Well, and it's a totalitarian technique, which is to use the law against the people who right. disagree with the regime, which they define on a daily basis. It may change tomorrow, which means you might go to jail because you stood by him today. And that's not justice, and that's not a legal system. It's a way to proclaim, we had to get rid of that guy because. And they just make something right. up. And they're just making it up, Eddie. And that's a very frightening thing, because you're right. We are not in favor with this regime, because we're not toeing the line. We're actually saying guys shouldn't play on girls' teams. That's not what they told us. That's not what we're supposed right. to say, Steve. You shut up when we tell you how it's going to be. And that's not why America is the greatest country in the world, by the way. We tried right. to find the truth and everybody pitch in, and that they're trying to change that. These people are anti-American, and they are trying to dispense with the Constitution of the United States. They actually don't like it.
Yep.
It isn't hyperbole, and it's not hysteria. They're trying to get rid of it, and we need to get them out of there. I'll say it again: they've got to go, because they're going to win.
with the power of the state if they have it long enough.
You often wonder how things like this can happen. And I guess it's just a slow evolution where you always have people way out there and they're just crazy people. And then all of a sudden they get elected to something. Then all of a sudden they get elected to something big. And then all of a sudden the thing starts shifting. And then you're still going to soccer practice with the kids. And you look up and say, what happened? What the heck happened here?
It's a frog in the boiling water, Eddie, thing. It's nice and warm, and it gets hotter and hotter by the time they realize they're going to be boiled and be eaten, but they can't jump out. And so we just kind of keep going along. And I think that we've got a chance because we can see it so clearly. But we've got to do something about this soon because they're getting so far out of control that it's going to start reaching down to, yes, you and Eddie and I and a lot of others.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing. One part of this is wonderful because I think more and more Americans are seeing it. And they're seeing, like, over the weekend when Donald Trump talked about how the auto industry is facing all these challenges from China and it's a big deal. And by the way, until he did this over the weekend, I didn't see it on my radar screen in terms of coverage. Now I've seen tons of coverage of the fact that the Chinese communists are trying to flood America with their cars, which are made a lot cheaper because they have slave labor almost. And so I never heard anything about it, but he used the phrase bloodbath. He said, if I don't get in there, it's going to be a bloodbath on the jobs. And the media went out and said, oh, look, he used the word bloodbath. He's threatening violence. And the beauty of it is, it's sort of universally, they were mocked for making this. Mm-hmm. Even some of the lefties said, yeah, that's not what he was saying. And, you know, they went through and they said, here's George Stephanopoulos saying bloodbath. Here's, Kamala Harris saying bloodbath. And so we're breaking the spell a little bit. So there's a lot of hope that Americans are smarter. The problem is that the system in America has gotten so centralized with such power that they have that power, and they're using it every day. And so they're taking their pieces off the playing field, you know, players off the field that should be helping get us back in the right direction. And so it feels like, yes, we're all getting it. And I'm with Johnny on this. Johnny said this for years now. You know, the American people are not foolish. They're going to see this, and they are. And they want something different. African Americans, especially males, are leaning towards Trump. More and more businesses are saying this is crazy. We can't live like this. And they want something different. That's all good, except we have these real bullies. And the bullies have a lot of power. They're not just loudmouths. They got a lot of power. And so, you know, one footnote on this, what they did to Donald Trump in business. They knew to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's businesses in New York is what they did to. Every sane businessman is getting the hell out of New York. You can't stay in New York. You cannot. The one thing business requires is predictability. And that America's always been good about a legal system that gives you predictability. Even the unpredictability of our system is predictable, meaning there's going to be some lawsuits. There's going to be some plaintiffs where you can manage that and insure for it. But not this insanity where Letitia James announces, I'm going after so-and-so. I'm going after the NRA. I'm going after Donald Trump. And I'm going after this other group called VDARE, an anti-immigration group. Once they announce it, it's not hiding. And businesses are going to get the hell out.
No, that's exactly right. And it is a little, again, frightening that they're willing to use the justice system, Stevie, against you as far as just the rules that are designed precisely to keep them from doing what they're doing. They're actually turning on their political enemies, and it reminds me of hearing, you know, about a court case in the Soviet Union, and it almost brought you to tears when you read about it, and then the whole jury all at once, you know, he says guilty. Mm-hmm. It's like Robespierre in Paris when they just cut your head off that day, and you didn't. Right. Oh, by the way, Eddie, they made a law, no defense. You couldn't get a lawyer, and you couldn't say anything in court. Mm. And then the jury just in unison said guilty, and they marched you out and cut your head off.
Man.
Now, that's how bad it can get. And the guy who kind of was leading that charge, Robespierre, it got to where he was such an idealist that he was killing even the people who were on his side but were helping people they knew that really didn't need their head cut off. So finally, they cut his head off.
Yeah,
but that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that this has been, you know, these people, the folks that are way out there have been around a while. There's something called the Cloward-Piven strategy that I ran into almost, and you know of it, Eddie, 1966, American sociologist, activist, It was the strategy of forcing political change to societal collapse through orchestrated crises. The Cloward-Piven strategy seeks to hasten the fall of capitalism by overloading the government bureaucracy with a flood of impossible demands, amassing massive unpayable national debt, and other methods such as unfettered immigration. Well, they're succeeding with a Cloward-Piven strategy now, Johnny.
Well, and it's all part of that revolutionary a formula, which is you disrupt save people. They cause the problem, and so you have to have a safety. And it costs us our freedom, Eddie, because the more the government needs to protect you, the less you can do. And we saw that in the pandemic. But I will say, too, every one of the founding fathers, just about every one of them, said if you don't have a let's say, a disciplined and moral people, you can't keep your freedom. So the people have to start knowing what's right from wrong, or else they're going to be relying on some sort of a dictator. That's just where you go. And that's where our founding fathers had some spiritual revelation, which was to have the people rule, it has to be a good people, basically what they were saying. And I think we're a good people. But we're being driven over the edge here.
Yeah. Look, I mean, and all sorts of things that you're seeing that are unprecedented. I don't know. It's a little bit down in the weeds here, but the Kristen Sinema, the senator from Arizona last week, she was a Democrat, very liberal. She's a kind of a wild character, really interesting lady, but wild. Like I think she's maybe a bisexual. Who knows? I mean, all this stuff. Right? But she was a Democrat. She left to become an independent because she would strike deals with Republicans on saying things. And when she left, she, in part, there was a celebration. You had to look closely to see. There was a group started about 2.5 years ago, funded with massive amounts of money, dark money, and they spent every day, literally they said this, we spent every day torturing her, bringing up things about her life and her clothes and her family and her positions because we had to get rid of her. And they succeeded and they celebrated. And the point here is that there's something that's gone, you know, demonic in terms of what is also the old Saul Alinsky method was, you know, they say freeze your opponent, and you freeze them, identify the opponent, freeze them, and then personalize it. And that kind of thing, you know, this is a kind of attack on humanity that's happening in a way that we've not seen before. I mean, there was always, you know, there's always hard campaigning, there's always hard scrutiny of people. I get it. Maybe we should have been more attentive to it back then, but this is what's going on. And you see it with Trump. You see it with other individuals, and you just kind of shake your head and say, you know, we know we got to pray more. We know we got to get back to God's word and get back to that truth. But, you know, how do you also live together? And how do you, you know, my instinct was we're going to form 20 of those ourselves and go after all these bastards on the other side. Well, that may not exactly be life-giving, you know? I mean, that's not exactly what we're called to do. So that we're being dragged, to Johnny's point, into a crisis and then said, now fight your way out of it. And a lot of the choices to fight your way out of it are really, they're very difficult to be you know, love your neighbor kind of Christian when you're in this position. On the other hand, in history, when you see evil, you don't say, you know, I'm going to have a little debate on this. I know we're on a crusade, but, you know, those infidels that are slaughtering Christians, those people, those Muslim extremists, we have to call them extremists now, not just Muslims, well, let's talk about whether they have a different theological take. No, they're threatening our existence. We're just going to take them out. So, that's kind of where we are, and that's always happening in history. It just feels a little different. For the last 50 years, we've had a system that protected us, I think, from this insanity, and it was our legal system and our basics, and some of that is being changed so dramatically we're in a very different moment, and we shouldn't pretend that we're in the old moment. We're not. It's not 1975. It's not even 1955. We're in a very different moment, and we need to acknowledge that and decide what that entails and what that demands.
Well, and I'll tell you too about Kristen Sinema. She was basically one of them, Stevie, and the people who tell us every day about don't bully, oh, the minority, oh, you have to do, oh, you're having hate speech. This is, they're doing it. Organizing and it doing it if you make them mad at you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They can do anything they want. And they tell you, they'll put you in jail for that, Eddie, if they can do it.
Yeah.
And I do think the legal system
still in pretty good shape, Eddie, but it costs a lot and takes a lot of time to get things through. And the other side's relentless, and it's a fight. This is a real battle.
Well, and based on our discussion, and we're out of time, but based on our discussion, there's only one solution. And if we don't come back to God, we're doomed.
Right. Well, and God is in control, and that's where I don't think the opposition really believes that or knows it. And I guarantee you, he's in total control here. I can't predict anything. As Yogi Berra said, Eddie, it's really hard to make predictions, especially about the future.
Right. But I will say, Stevie J, that's true. We're called to be faithful. We're not called to be successful, right? We're called to be faithful, and it may mean suffering. But we're also called to be faithful and perhaps not passive. I mean, there is righteous anger, and we even see Christ's words. You know, he did flip over the tables when they were changing money in the temple, right? So we have to say to ourselves, okay, let's stick close to the truth and not fall for their model. I don't want to be a good demon. I don't want to be a better demon. But I'm not afraid to be an avenging angel. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of that. And I think some people that are afraid of that, I mean, I don't. That's the kind of passivity that we're not called to. It is a battle. It's a battle of good and evil. It's a battle. It's not a debate.
Yeah.
It's not a thoughtful conversation. It's a battle. Hopefully it's not violent, but it's not passive.
All right, Ed, how can people find Ed Martin?
It's easier to see what it is. Sorry, go ahead. Good. Eddie Martin.
No, just hey, over at PhyllisSchlafly.com is our great website. A lot of there, but also over on social media at Eagle Ed Martin, and there's a lot going on X, especially. So check it out. And always a pleasure, guys. Look forward to next week.
Johnny, you were saying?
Let me just say, God bless America, we'll talk to you next.
Amen.
All right, Johnny, thank you, and go pray for us in Bible study, Ed Martin, out in Virginia. Near the swamp, it's ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Towing phone line. We want to check our weather. This morning brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC, and by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvements who is specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Anvis, Saturday. Boy, nice one on the books yesterday. Back to realities for the day today, despite the first full day of springtime. A windy and colder day, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures a couple of 3 degrees below average at about 46. Northwest to north breeze at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Hard freeze tonight, increasing clouds. Lows down to 26, then a light northeast to north wind. Tomorrow, maybe a couple of snowflakes early in the day. Then partly sunny skies, light northeast to east wind, and a high at 45. Down near freezing tomorrow night and some rain in the afternoon on Friday. Breezy with a high milder up around 60. For the day Saturday, cooler, partly cloudy, 47, 53. The outlook on Sunday, we're dry for the weekend and some showers. Maybe a thunderstorm in here for Monday and Tuesday. Early next week, high temperatures up around 61 Monday. 50s on Tuesday, lower 50s next Wednesday. More rain ahead for later next week. And what promises to be another busy weather pattern over the next 7 to 10 days. For CVJ Broadcasting, Abby Dolchis, Greg Sold Game.
Oh, I got to play this every day. Oh, yeah, you're looking live at Good Vibes in Champaign.
Yes.
Next to the driver's license facility, and Steve Suderman ready to suit it up, baby. How are you?
Pretty good. We have some fun with that because every once in a while we crank up the theater with the 15-inch sub that's kind of next to their wall.
Nice.
And I just wonder what it does to anything hanging on the walls yeah, over there.
It's rattling over
rattling,
there.
Rattling, shaking.
What's up with the NIT boycott? Memphis, Indiana, Syracuse, St. John, Patino. What are you?
I think
can you explain this to
it's
me?
It's the chaos of the portal that opened Monday.
Yeah,
and now it's worried
it did,
about.
It did just open.
Yeah, so
you're
if you're
working on your team,
your old tension now. If you're not making the NCAA, nobody really cares about anything else. So they just focus on who I can get to be better next year, and it's going to be real competitive for the top people. I don't know. I don't know why you don't want to keep playing because it's more practice time. It's more playing time. You might have more success hosting games.
And I think there's some money for the schools in it. You know, what do I know?
I don't know.
Here it's all about Illinois.
Yep.
I will welcome anybody to come down. I don't think there's going to be much work getting done here tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
So at 210 on True TV.
On True TV.
As many things as we can hook up to our
Yeah.
It's okay. right on
TBS.
That's where it is.
It's WTBS. Yeah, TBS. You got True TV. You
okay.
Got,
one of these hoops, jump throughs, subscription stuff.
No. Okay, good. So every year it's there. Same spot. So
okay, great.
2, 3, 4 channels right in a row.
Thank you.
On my DirecTV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could come. I could come and pretend to look at your televisions and hang out on the couch and just watch.
There's very comfortable seating in at least some places. We don't have seating for a large group, but standing room, we welcome you.
It's awesome.
They announced Klipsch have at CES this year the soundbar, which is a product that I can never get very excited about. But this one I'm gonna be.
Mm.
We're not here yet, but they landed and they're shipping, and we're not supposed to even talk about them yet. But Klipsch got together with Onkyo, so we have a soundbar that's made with real electronics to drive the amplifiers and a real speaker company that makes the speaker part, and can't wait to get those in here. You know, we kind of live on new stuff. You're right, the 100-inch TV, I call it that. It's 98, but who's counting? It is 8 feet plus from corner to corner, and that makes the most impressive thing. I know that that's where I'm going to be parked watching the game.
Nice.
Unless somebody's interested in buying one and wants to sit in the captain's chair.
Right.
Cash is king.
I mean, but who sits down? Do you really sit and watch the game,
right,
Steve? I can't sit down and
go
watch
on the other
game.
Side of the room
yeah.
and watch the 98-inch.
Yeah.
And it's really complicated to try to line up, Brian calling the game with the, to lay the dish. And
you
have to go through internet radio to make that happen. It's doable, but.
Yeah. Well, how can people find some of these sound bars in the future and these 98-inch, 100-inch TV? Man, I'd like to see that thing.
At 2010 Round Barn, next to that driver's license facility, or on the web at gvibes.com, not goodvibes.com. That's somebody else. And you can always call us at 351-0909.
Well, and you were back there with those Fu Manchu things and windows down and...
Flexing his muscles,
and Ed Sullivan's show was hot.
All on the speakers.
Jackson 5.
Motown.
You betcha. Kind of staying with the Motown theme here. But
yeah, you mentioned you like Motown, Steve.
I mean, the...
Who doesn't?
Right.
Jackson 5 had a tighter afro than me, but my afro was bigger. Oh, yeah.
And look at those outfits, the pointy collars and all of that.
Yeah.
The polyester pants that were flared out at the bottom.
And they were very colorful.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson.
Platform shoes.
Unbelievable talent.
Well,
anyway.
And in 1991, he had a billion-dollar deal with Sony for the Thriller and all that.
Billion dollars is a lot of money in those
91.
Days. Now it's like, okay, left pocket, right pocket, you know.
One of the first CDs to be released.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
One of the earliest.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure, Steve Sudeman. Good vibes, Round Barn Champagne. We'll talk soon. Thank you, my friend. Go Illini.
Yeah, go Illini all the way.
Travis and Alex bought a home in Southwest Champaign to fix up and flip. Their inexperienced real estate agent's opinion moved them to invest more than they should have.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of in a bind.
Yeah.
Well, they found Nate Evans and his team. Things really turned around. Nate's corporate relocation relationships, they quickly got an offer from an out-of-town buyer selling the home for $600,000, relieving them of that financial burden.
If you're ready to move into your dream home, you still need to sell your current home. It doesn't have to be a hectic process, especially with Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty that can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. You can sell your home for the most money possible. And there's so many different things that he has as an asset with the experience on his team and the strong partnership with Zillow and partnering with some of the top builders in the region if you want to find out new developments going up before this information is available. A friend you can trust, call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, or just do an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home. First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana invested in our community since 1908. Before you buy your home in 2024, we invite you to speak with one of our experienced lenders, Jack, Jim, Kim, or Lane. Experience the convenience of working with a local lender with local service, decisions, and loan underwriting in our comfortable offices. Visit us to experience the exceptional friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. We do. 356bank.com, First Federal, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
This is WSJK Tuscola.